the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. Live on the air. WWE TLC is tonight, and Rant EM Radio is on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, and fun stuff like that. It is it's the final show of the year, the final pay-per-view of the year, I should say, and it definitely could turn out to be a very interesting, monumental night. Wouldn't be the first time a December pay-per-view makes headlines. But
yeah, that's true.
But we'll have to see what happens. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C. and the one they call Rage.
What's up?
So we've got a pay-per-view tonight. Tables, ladders, and chairs. And we're going to see... We're going to see if there's going to be a real world champion tonight. We've got
real
so much. We got. And I tell you, this post show at 11 p.m. tonight probably will be something special. Okay, so if you want to be a part of the post show, definitely tune in at 11 o'clock. But you're listening to the pre-show. We're going to run down the card, give our predictions, also bring you to speed on all the latest news leading up to the event, and, of course, call in the action on the kickoff match when it hits the air. And
Double A, before you go into it, isn't there only one real world champion, like, ever?
What do you mean, like, ever in the business?
Like... Because I remember Ric Flair. I only remember
he was
Ric
the
Flair
real world champion.
He was the real world.
Yeah. So and don't mind me. I am I'm noshing on a pixie stick candy cane.
Mm. Wow.
I mentioned this on Saturday, but the whole card. There's only one match that really is really going to be using tables, ladders, or chairs. And
yeah,
for an event that's
fine
that's
by
called...
me. That's fine by me.
I don't know.
The less gimmick matches, the better.
Exactly.
I'd like a table match on the card here or there. I think the Intercontinental Championship match should be a ladder match.
And here's the one. Here's the Sickly Surfer.
Good evening.
Gentlemen.
Sounds better, man.
He sounds better. I guess he's correcting the drip.
He's getting it through the IV, okay.
Yep. Well, listen. Let's talk about a few things here, okay? First and foremost, okay? We are finding out today that AJ Lee is in hot water with the WWE. Apparently, an NBC interviewer was interviewing CM Punk at the Tribute for the Troops taping on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Michelle Beadle, right?
And apparently caused an immense scene you know, CM Punk is her guy. And apparently, AJ never leaves character. So because of the scene...
She goes crazy on that lady.
Exactly. So because of the scene that was caused, WWE, it's possible that WWE will be punishing AJ Lee. And because of the news, and we usually don't talk about this, but we have the Vegas betting odds. And let me tell you.
That's crazy. Vegas really bets on wrestling. That's
shocking. They bet on everything. Now, while we don't have the exact lines, we know who are the favorites of pretty much most of the matches tonight. And because of AJ's outburst, it seems that now, that AJ lost a substantial leverage as the favorite to win the match.
It's understandable.
Oh, yeah, because Natty's like Total Divas A number one, so they can definitely see themselves putting the belt on her.
Right. So I mean,
I'm not surprised at this.
Right.
But poor Michelle Beadle had to feel the wrath of AJ Lee.
So it was basically double-edged sword. Sounds like what you're saying. It was a situation like Michelle Beadle was like gawking at CM Punk or looking at his eyes for too long or something.
She was interviewing CM Punk.
Yeah.
And that was it. And apparently she just doesn't like any female cavorting with him.
Well, she think they were like flirting with each other, or
I guess
she didn't break character, right?
I mean, Michelle Beadle, she's fairly good looking, so if there was flirting going on, I mean, I'm not really surprised, but
the whole thing, okay, so wouldn't AJ Lee just go back to the fact that, okay, John Uso went behind you guys back to Killer Angle? You know what I mean? That's how I'm looking at it. With his girlfriend, quote unquote. You see what I'm saying?
I thought CM Punk was going with Lita.
You know, that's Lita. What everybody thought.
What the hell happened? Now she's dating now he's dating AJ?
It's not in the road, so things happen.
What is he a player now? He must be a player.
Could be.
You know, when you're traveling out there on the road, mm-hmm. people that stay behind to get left behind.
Exactly.
Oh. That's why I don't like people falling in love with someone else on the workplace. Shit's always getting...
Which is why, kind of going back to Total Divas real quick, when Jon Uso was kind of flipping out over the storyline. Now, yes, granted, it was television and he's a little bit over jealous, but he did have a little truth behind the fact that things can get real.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Now, let's real briefly talk about tonight. If you're listening to us live and you're on the go and you want match results as they happen, follow us on Twitter at RantEM Radio. We'll be posting match results both on there and on Facebook. And if you're listening to us live, head into the chat room because at 8 o'clock, wow, at 8 o'clock, we'll be chatting during the course of the event, and a method for you to view has been provided for the final pay-per-view of 2013.
Good old myth.
Now, the next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage. Let's get this out of the way early. The next time we will be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be Sunday night, January 16th, 2014, for TNA Genesis.
Wait.
Whoa, hold on! Wait. Stop. Are you serious?
Yes.
No, wait.
If I have to, I will.
Please say me.
What about the free pay-per-view this week?
That's not a pay-per-view in my eyes.
It's just that I'll do it. Please, can I host? I'll be glad to host.
Well, you know what? That's 6 weeks away. We'll figure that out when we get there.
I mean, my last time you hosted,
you went off the air thoroughly.
Excuse me, that was my first time out. So give me a break. Anyways, right? That was my first time out.
Anyways. Besides,
but I'm shocked you're giving attention to TNA.
I always cover TNA when I was doing things elsewhere. So, anyways, also coming up Sunday, January. Let me mark it on my calendar now, and you can mark it on your calendar also. Sunday night, January 26th, our coverage for the 2014 WWE Royal Rumble will take place. Information on how you can participate in a Royal Rumble contest to be announced on the first of the year. So you definitely want to check out that as well.
What's the contest, Double A?
I don't know yet.
Pick a winner?
We're still formulating the contest. Anyways, but next Sunday is a big Sunday around here because it's 6 p.m.
Yes, it is.
It's the 30th anniversary of Starrcade. We're going to be talking to Starrcade, celebrating Starrcade, and most importantly, watching Starrcade 19 of 97. The entire pay-per-view, 2 hours, 47 minutes worth. Wow. And at the end of the pay-per-view,
I'm very much looking forward to this.
We will discuss Sting and Hollywood Hogan and see if Lee and Tony C can finally put things to rest.
And we know Tony C will be here. Will Lee be here?
Lee, as far as I know, Lee will be there. And this will be a unique
panel.
Tell
him don't chime in via satellite.
We have a lot of rock. We expect some participation from people that normally are not on the air because this is such a big night. So you'll hear some different voices for this event. And the chat room is going to be quite active that night, so be here next Sunday. And then, of course, on Friday will be the Starrcade Future Shock Roundtable, where a very special edition of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Live will air on Friday night at 8 p.m. right here at rantamradio.com. And, of course, the final episode of The Rant of 2014 this Tuesday at 8 p.m. More on that a little bit later on, but let's get to the heavy stuff, because we have a pay-per-view tonight, and my oh my, let's kick things off with the kickoff. Let's go around the room. We'll give our predictions for each match, by match, and we're going to go with fluidity and save some time to discuss the main event. But we kick things off, Dolph Ziggler versus Fandango. We'll start with Surfer, since he's the sick one in the house.
Well, as I said last night, and I'll say it again, I don't give a rat's ass who wins this match. It's the only time I use that prediction. There's no stakes involved. There's nothing. There's no history. There's nothing to this.
Right.
It's just a film.
I mean, I would at least like to see Miz and Kofi continue their feud or something, but
that feud needs to end.
I even get that now because either
it doesn't.
Because one of them needs to turn heel, and I'd rather see Kofi turn heel. But I mean, it's like they want to hint at that feud and don't want to, and then they're not going nowhere with it. So sorry.
That can be a Diamond Dallas Page, Macho Man, Randy Savage type feud.
But wait a minute, that was everything but the last match was good. You know, that's in my opinion at least.
So, what are the rest of your predictions?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm picking Dolph.
Dolph Ziggler, Rage.
Yeah.
Oh God, just give me Dolph Ziggler for fuck's sake. Oh God,
I'm going with Dolph Ziggler. However, the line in Vegas say that that Fandango will come out victorious tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Do we have odds on that?
We don't have exact odds, no. We just have the supposed, you know, favorites.
Coming out on top, especially if Summer Rae gets involved.
These are, and by the way, if I announce them, they are heavy favorites. This was the quote, okay? Heavy favorites. Anyways.
Well, we know who the heaviest of the favorites is, and I can bet that.
Yeah, we know that.
For somebody who got their first win at WrestleMania over a Hall of Famer, his year hasn't been all that great.
For real. It really hasn't.
Well, he got hurt right after that, and but I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I think he's got to serious up that dancing gimmick somehow.
Question: where is this pay per view from tonight?
This pay per view is from
Houston, Texas.
No,
Toyota Center.
Is it really?
Yep.
I don't know why I asked. I was really just wondering.
Yeah, that's right. Houston, Texas at the Toyota Center. Sponsored by Wingstop and Mattel.
I wonder how good their wings are.
I wonder, too, because we don't have a Wingstop around here. Real good, you said?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's kind of along the same chain, double A, I don't...
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Beef O' Brady's?
Yeah, we've got those here. I've never been.
I've never been there.
Yeah. Anyways, going on to the next match, and I'm all over the place here with my lineup. WWE Tag Team Champions Goldust and Cody Rhodes versus Rey Mysterio and The Big Show versus Ryback and Curtis Axel versus the Real Americans.
What a clusterfuck this is.
This actually might end up being a very good match for the simple fact is that two of the four teams actually can work.
Who's first on this one?
Let's start with Tony C.
Ratio.
Huh? Ratio.
I'm going with Ratio.
Okay, alright. What about you, Rage?
I'm going with the Tea Party movement. I mean, it's about time they get the belts. I mean, we talked about it on Saturday. There's no reason why the Usos should not have been in this match. But, I mean,
give it a chance. What about you, Surfer?
I'm going with the Rhodes.
Going with the Rhodes. And AA is going to go with the Rhodes as well. However, AA is going to make a bold statement. Actually, I'm going to make two bold statements. Number one.
You're going to hit the spit.
This will be your opening match. Second, I talked about it on Tuesday night. And now I know why it didn't happen Monday night. Because they were saving it for Sunday night. You will see Antonio Cesaro do the giant swing on the Big Show.
I doubt it.
I'm putting money down on it. 50 cents.
Okay.
That's all you're putting down on it?
How many swings?
Over under on the time.
How many swings?
How long he does?
10 swings.
Okay.
Ten swings. Yeah,
I'll take that back.
Oh, you know what? I'll match. I'll double that, man. I'll say it's under five.
Yeah.
Not under five. Under ten. I'll say six or five.
Yeah, I can't see him spinning.
If he does match it, it's under 5 seconds.
He ain't pulling that. Ten? Come on now. That's a bit much.
I'm going with that. 10 swings. Okay? 10 swings. 10 revolutions. Okay?
Do we got a handshake on that?
Yes, we do. Here's your hand. You want a handshake, Rage?
Sure.
Okay,
I'll take that.
Here's your handshake.
Michael.
So double A says 10, everybody else 10 under Cole. 5 and under.
Right. I got it at 10. Stop. Everybody else has got it under 5. So 5 and under. So we'll see. And then if you guys are... so nobody's going to take 5 to 10.
I'll probably go 5, maybe 6, but nowhere 10.
All right. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Next match on the card, the Intercontinental Champion will defend the title. Biggie Langston, the Intercontinental Champion, defends against Damian Sandow. Let's start with Rage.
Oh, God. See, when's the last time we ever had, like, a mid-card, like, ladder match or whatever, but whatever. I'll go with, seriously, this should be a ladder match, but anyway, you know what? I'll be honest. I see them putting that belt on Sandow. I really do. I can see them doing that.
Okay. Server?
Yeah, I'm going with Big E. It'd be kind of a crime to take it off of him this soon.
But remember what we said on Tuesday. He is untouchable in the WWE right now.
That's my upset of the night.
That doesn't mean that they maybe have plans to get the belt to Sandow.
Right. Of course.
I mean, being untouchable is one thing, and then going with a storyline is another.
I feel like they're gonna just totally downgrade him. I feel like they're just gonna fuck him over somehow, some way. They're gonna fuck him over.
Go ahead, Tony.
No, I was just gonna say, I would prefer Big E to win, but knowing how they're working toward Mark Henry and Big E at Mania. I'm going Sandow.
Surfer, you gave yours, right?
Yes.
I'm going with Sandow as well. Though I think they're going to have a substantial feud, Big E and Sandow.
If that's the case, you don't need to strip Big E the belt.
No, but I think it would make Big E stronger that if he now goes where he can't get the title back from Sandow. Like, maybe they wrestle the next couple of pay-per-views, and he keeps losing, you know?
It's going to build him up, yeah.
It would help build him up substantially.
Well, probably if he lost this month, they fought again. He would win the match, but wouldn't win the belt.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
What does Vegas say on that?
I'll give the odds on everything here because to keep going back and forth is a little bit of a pain, and it's a separate page. Divas champion AJ Styles defends her title against Total.
Did you say AJ Styles?
AJ Lee, I should say. Well, I mean, it would AJ can go after any title he wants, I guess. But AJ Lee defends against Total Diva Natalya. Don't forget the season finale, of Total Divas airs tonight during the main event. So set your DVRs like I did. We'll start with Surfer. Exactly. We'll start with Surfer. Surfer, given the circumstances of the news regarding AJ Lee, who do you favor on this match?
With the new development, I'm going with Natty.
You're going with Natty. Tony C.
Gotta go with Natty.
You're going with Natty.
Based on the development.
Rage.
Been a hell of a run. A damn good run with the Divas title. Given the circumstances.
See, AJ. It's
going to end tonight, so I'm rolling with the total Divas.
Now, wait a minute.
Before you know who's been forgotten since she's lost the belt?
But wait a minute. So that brings up a very good point that Rage said, that AJ's had the title for a substantial period of time.
6 months. She won it back in June.
So, you know, that's a healthy reign. a healthy.
It's a damn good ring. It really is.
In today's standards, yes. So
I mean, can we be honest? Can we say that that's probably the best reign of a women's belt in WWE? And I want to say at least last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I would go with that. I would go with that saying. I'm going with Natty. Now, if the circumstances of AJ's behavior had not come about, who would you have favored in the match?
I would have still went with Natty, with Natalya.
You still would have went with Natty.
I would.
I also would have went with Natty. What about you, Surfer?
Because she's still. Okay.
Natty's hot right now, you know.
I would have went with AJ because see, I get the feeling the end result of AJ's reign is supposed to be that Tamina would try to take the belt from her.
Because she is hot, and you know, like I said, AJ's had a pretty long and good title reign, so. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if it does continue, yeah. I mean, good for her. But I mean, I still it's she's had it long. I think it's time
for long.
I don't think she'll have it for long either.
But it'll
she didn't have it long the first time either.
It'll make for you know.
I would give her four. I would say she would have 4 months with the belt.
It'll
so
make
4 months is before Mania,
or
after Mania.
It'll make for a good episode of Total Divas down the line, though, when Natty wins.
First episode of the new season.
So you know,
first episode of the new season, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She'll probably lose it like maybe after Mania.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me 1 second here. We're trying to queue up here. We're trying to get everything set here for the proverbial.
Yeah, I've been staring at the logo for like the last 5 minutes.
Pre-show. Kevin, watch out. Da 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 da. I don't like it when they do this.
What is it with WWE's pay-per-view logos? They look boring now.
Because they've been the same ones over and over and over again. They don't. It's not that it's boring. It's just they. I'm sure it's not cheap to design a logo. You know.
I could design a way better logo than WWE.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
you can.
It's not cheap to design logos because people want to get paid.
Exactly, and then the way WWE designs their logos is that. They want to be able to alter those logos in the slightest. So you have to make it to where it's editable and this and that. It looks good on banners and set designs. Yeah. And you couldn't do that, Rage. Give me a break.
I could do it. I could do a damn good logo. And I've been meaning to ask them. I've been hearing rumors that they were going to use the WWE Network logo as their new, like, overall logo.
I love how Rage pays attention because I said that story on Tuesday.
I didn't hear you say that.
I did say it.
Sorry,
on...
Sorry, I didn't. I didn't hear you. Jesus. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. God.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't hear you. God, spare me.
That's the problem. I have spared you numerous times.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know about... I feel spared.
Anyways, let's
like
get...
Being
let's
sat
get,
on.
Let's get back to the card here. The first of 2 3-on-1 handicap matches, CM Punk against The Shield. Surfer.
I'm going with Punk.
You're going with Punk, okay.
Super Punk.
Super Punk. All right.
No.
What about you, Tony C? You don't think CM Punk can be a superhero?
Yeah, I think I'll go with Punk to further that Shield, you know, breaking up storyline.
All right. What about you, Rage?
I'm going to go with Punk, and I'm going to... Well, you know, no. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Punk, and I'm going to make a bold statement that tonight will be the breakup of the Shield.
You think so?
Well, you calling it tonight.
I don't think it's going to be tonight. I think the proverbial seeds will be planted tonight. Granted, the seeds, yes, were planted already, but I think like the they'll be fertilized tonight.
I feel like they're going to break up tonight.
Break up the show on TV. It's not going to come on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen tonight. I don't know how, I don't know why I'm feeling that
I
way.
I mean, it will make sense for it to happen at the Rumble because they have to eliminate each other.
Right.
And Roman Reigns is, you know, set to, you know, like Double A said, Rage, I don't know if you heard, but he's set to be eliminating a lot of individuals, so.
Yeah, I heard.
Now, we're going to do something we normally don't do. Because apparently, it looks like I did not order the pay-per-view.
You didn't order the pay-per-view? Oh. You don't, your cable provider, you don't, like, get to order it, like, with your remote on the TV or whatever?
Apparently, to do that, you can. It says you put buy, and then it tells you buy. The program has started. Would you still like to order this program? Order. And, oh, it actually worked. Okay. It hasn't been working lately.
You were about to call them, were you?
I had called them already, but still. Anyways, the TLC pre-show is underway. Lee tuned chimes in with this. After Punk's response about AJ Lee's situation, do you think he will lose his match? Remember, that's a good question. Do you think that because of what's going on with AJ, it'll affect CM Punk?
Oh, why?
Why?
It's going to keep your woman in check, that's why.
It's very possible it could affect him.
That's interesting. Why do we think like this?
John Morrison's career was affected by his woman.
Yep.
Lee, if you're texting me, tell me why, because I don't.
Santa Foley is on television, by the way.
Oh, by the way, he's doing stand-up in New Brunswick, and I kind of want to go.
Well, you should go, and you should go when JR does it as well. Anyways.
Oh, he does
stand-up? Yeah, JR does stand-up as well. All right, let's real quickly continue on here. So, did we all give our predictions? You said, who did you say against Surfer? Let's go around the room one more time, because I know we're going all over today. CM Punk versus Punk. The Shield. You're going with CM Punk. Rage.
I'm rolling with Punk.
You're going with Punk. Tony C.
Punk.
I too am going with CM Punk because the Shield have to break up. So it's going to be near or there that AJ's situation will affect the match because it was probably already written in stone that CM Punk had to have won. So, and I don't think, to be honest with you, that, how is it that I want to say? I don't think that WWE is going to affect a tertiary storyline, a third-rank storyline that has absolutely nothing to do with AJ. Or CM Punk, for that matter, simply because AJ had an issue. I don't see it. I don't see it like that. So
that suit on Miz looks absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Well, he's a candy cane. What do you expect?
He still looks ridiculous.
He's a damn candy cane. Let's get back one more time to these matches. The other 3-on-1 handicap match: Daniel Bryan versus the Wyatt family. We'll start with Rage on this one.
Even though they really should not do this, like I see the Wyatts pulling out with this, because they're going to be trying to, you know, give us like this Daniel Bryan heel turn where he joins the Wyatt family, which I find completely ridiculous, but WWE is, I feel like they're going to do that, so I'm rolling with the Wyatts.
Surfer.
I'm going with the Wyatts because they're not going to have two matches go the same way.
So you don't think... Okay, so you're going with the Wyatts then.
Yeah, because really this whole thing is supposed to be a feud between Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt, which Bray Wyatt hasn't really been involved because he hasn't been able to wrestle.
Yeah.
Now, can he wrestle now?
He's been cleared. No, he's been cleared for a while. He doesn't... Even prior to the injury, he didn't wrestle that much.
So he will get the victory.
Right. Okay. And Lee is chiming in by saying that Punk tweeted that it's difficult to do the proper thing, the proper thing with a company that refuses to practice the same standards. Meaning, WWE will continue to use the same standards that they've always used to punish somebody who does something to harm the business.
Okay.
And that it would, but do you
punish
still
the
think
ones around her?
But do you think the it's not? I don't think that it's going to have the trickle down effect, though.
I'm watching this pre-show, and Renee Young doesn't have her legs crossed.
I know she doesn't. She has them. She has them crooked, like she has them closed, though.
Yeah, but that just seems kind of strange looking.
She doesn't have nice legs, though. Her legs are, you know, they're a little rough.
Seeing those knees pressed together like that, I mean.
Well, she must be holding it in. You know.
Yeah, ladies cross their legs for a reason. Looks better.
I really want to know how the hell do they get those tables up like that.
Rage.
Who started the table?
Just wondering.
Who what now?
Where did the table match start?
It started in ECW with the Dudleys.
She ain't got bad legs.
You didn't get a good
those
look.
Those legs look pretty, good.
Before the Dudleys?
Not that I can recall.
Because, I know there's the one thing they used to show at the beginning of every ECW show where the one guy, Tommy Dreamer, I think it was Tommy Dreamer, got chokeslammed through like a stack of tables.
No, that was somebody else. So you're right. You're right. But you're right. It's not involving the Dudleys, but it originated in ECW.
Okay.
Oh, no, you know what? Now I remember. Public Enemy.
Oh. Yep.
Public Enemy. I said the Dudleys because they brought it to the forefront in the WWF, but it was Public Enemy. So, anyways. No.
Hey, Young's got some pretty decent legs, and then she got some thick thighs too.
I'm going with the Wyatts as well on this one. Now, we're going to save. Now, obviously, we've got time to spare. The kickoff match will probably be happening here in the next few minutes. But let's discuss what will happen now in the main event. WWE title unification match. I don't know if it's the best way to say this. It's a tables, ladders, and chair unification championship match. The WWE champion Randy Orton against World Heavyweight Champion John Cena. The Authority is ensuring the fact that somebody will walk out as the champion tonight.
And they have their what did Triple H say Friday?
I didn't want
to say. We know where
they have their faith in the right person.
Their full faith.
Now, before we give our predictions, let's go to the Vegas odds. Now we discuss Natty and AJ. Heavy favorites for tonight: Fandango, Biggie Langston, CM Punk, the Wyatt family, and edging out as the favorite in his match, John Cena.
Of course.
Now, let's address that. All right? Let's go around the room first and give who we think is going to win. We'll start with Surfer. Just give your
Hold on, Double A. Before you go, is there any way that they can throw a wrinkle into this
match? Well, we'll get to that.
We'll
get to that. Let's start with Surfer. Surfer, who do you think will come out on top?
If there's definitely going to be one winner, I'm going with Cena.
Tony C.
Based on if my sources are wrong, I'm going with John Cena.
Rage.
I'm rolling with Cena. Where else?
Okay. I am going with John Cena as well. Now,
the alternate ending is, which I brought this up a few weeks ago, is each wrestler gets a hand.
Right, we talked about that. That's a possibility that they get the opposite titles now. There's a possibility that that could happen. But now let's talk about the possibility of there being a swerve, B, interference, or C, WWE keeps the course, and Orton just happens to win. You know, without any normal interference schmoz type thing. Okay? Number one. We'll start with your theory first, Tony C. So go ahead.
What if a la Survivor Series 2008, they bring back Sheamus and make it a three-way? That's what the rumor mill is saying. And he wins the match.
No. Why?
I'm just saying it's out there.
That would be... I could see, that could happen. But that's not what people want. I mean...
Oh, of course. I'm not saying that's what we want. I'm just saying. That's a swerve.
Okay.
I'm saying Cena's going to win.
Sheamus is inserted into the match.
All I'm saying is not like it hasn't happened before in a championship match in the recent history.
I don't think Sheamus is going to get involved because I haven't read anything that he's even been cleared.
You know what? When I saw Sheamus at Comic-Con, I should have injured him again if he was going to do something like that.
Well, okay. Now listen. There's an elephant in the room here, okay? We all are saying that John Cena is going to win.
Yeah.
Let's answer this question with either a yes or a no. Does John Cena...
I know where he's going with this question.
Is John Cena turning heel tonight?
No.
And wait a minute, hold on. We got some breaking news coming in right now.
Oh,
we've got a fight going on right now.
You want to stop the time? It's all not right now. That's a great show. Wait, come back. That's a great show, baby. No. Keep talking. You want to say something? Keep talking.
In the ring, bro, what did you think of the
ring, man? You want to do something?
Start pregame. Well, guys, that situation has been simmering for weeks between Kofi Kingston and Miz, and it finally blows.
And now there's
going to
be a match.
I had a feeling something like that was going to happen.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Anyways. Let's get back to this before the pre-show match starts. Does John Cena turn heel?
Join the authority?
Join the authority. Yes or no?
Not tonight.
Rage.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, I really don't know where to go with this. I want to say yes so bad. But they're going to find a way to post. You know what? Yeah.
I think the impact.
Yeah, he turns tonight. Yeah.
Great on Raw tomorrow night. Especially if they go with a rematch.
I don't know. I don't know if that would be the case.
I think the way I see this all happening somebody on Saturday mentioned a double swerve, like a double turn. I could kind of see that happening, and I could also see like some involvement with the corporation. Whereas, like,
no corporation.
Either Stephanie or,
authority.
Well, I call it the corporation, whatever. But where Triple H or Stephanie will probably push whoever's off the, who or let's say Randy Orton will push Randy Orton off the ladder or push the ladder down or whatever while he's up there, and he will like pick Cena up and. You know,
so the way Cena lost grab the belts. Year.
He'll grab the belts. He'll grab the belts, and we'll get this big celebration with Cena and Triple H or Stephanie. Whatever. Like I see that happening, but I don't know. It's
wait a minute.
That's
let's
just putting it. That's a. Okay. Oh, go
let's go in. Hold on. Let's see what Fandango has to say.
The Texas line dance is nothing but rednecks and hillbillies sweating all over each other. And that is beneath fun.
All right. Well, anyways. Okay. Let's continue. Yeah. So.
But yeah, I see a double turn, and I see, like, some involvement with the corporation.
Tony C.
It's the way Cena wins, if and when he draws, I think I'm going with Rage's theory a little bit, with somebody pushing Randy Orton off the ladder.
Alright.
And Cena celebrating with, but like Surface says, I don't know if he's gonna turn full heel. I just think the authority is gonna back him. You get what I'm saying?
Now,
kind of without him being a heel.
Now, do you think? And I'm gonna tell you what Lee said here in a second. But is it possible that you guys are using the theory, considering that Tribute to the Troops was taped on Wednesday and John Cena did not show up as a heel?
Could be.
Kind of. But like I said, double, am I wrong in my thinking? You think they can back him and him not be a heel?
Of course.
I don't think that'll work.
They could do that.
They let you know Tribute to the Troops is a tape thing.
I understand they let you know it's a tape thing, but they try also to play it off that it's real time. And they intertwine real time storylines and real time commentary. You know, like last Monday night on Raw, we saw that this, and this, you know. So, I don't know.
So, does anybody else kind of think they're kind of under the same lines? I'm thinking, like, they're going to back him. But he's not going to be like you think alone. Or.
I either think it's going to be a full turn or nothing will happen.
So how would he win if nothing happens?
No.
So Super Cena's going to beat him.
Exactly.
So it's either heel Cena or Super Cena's going to win.
Exactly. That's the gist.
Right, okay, I got it.
Now, here's what
he may still try to interfere on Orton's behalf, and it may not work.
Yeah. Now, here's what Lee said. Okay? Because he mentioned what he said about the AJ Styles storyline and what he would no longer watch TNA. If John Cena turns heel. If John Cena turns heel tonight, regardless of who comes out on top, I will join the C Nation.
No, I said that first. He's taking my declaration. Oh, he must have heard the show. I declared that last night first.
Cena turns heel, I'm going to cry.
That's mine.
So we'll have to see what happens.
He turns heel. I'm wearing my Cena shirt to work tomorrow. Now. I'm wearing my Cena shirt to work tomorrow.
See, you got one, uh-huh.
See, you can ride in the sidecar, and I got to drive that motorcycle.
For somebody that's hated, you got his T-shirt. Okay.
Well, I don't hate Cena. I don't hate Cena one bit.
According to Swax, he's the most hated person in wrestling.
He's the most... You know what? According to Swax, he's the most hated face in wrestling.
Dolph Ziggler with the Famouser one. Two count. Fandango kicks out.
It's in the match.
But the match started. It already started.
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes and 12 seconds left. We are now on the Twitter scroll. Jericho tweeting tonight, John Cena or Randy Orton will become the only second unified champion in WWE history. I'll be watching very closely. Hashtag WWE.
Wait. Didn't Jericho lose his unified title
to Triple H? Yes. But he's the first.
But wait a minute.
He's the first ever, and now there's second first ever.
There's only five in history,
right? But
undisputed champ.
But they want to do the first ever and the second first ever. I think that's what he was trying to say.
The second first ever.
Yeah.
Like once in a lifetime.
Exactly.
Part two.
The second. Exactly. So anyways, Dolph Ziggler to the top rope, setting Fandango up for the superplex. Summer Rae up there on the ledge as Fandango hits the leg drop. 1, 2, 3. Fandango is victorious.
Here is your winner, Fandango.
Guys, that was a huge win. Huge win for Fandango. I don't think he two steps.
Oh, did he win with the Alabama Jam?
Pretty much.
Something to say about the Alabama Jam. John, you and I have talked about this at length. Fandango has really turned it.
Fandango. Anyways,
you're really stuck with that, huh?
Yeah. Anyways, real quick, because we're gonna end the pre-show now. Stick around in the chat room. We'll be chatting during the course of the event. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at RantAmRadio for match results. As they happen. Hold on. Because it takes me a couple of minutes to get all this out. And join us here at 11 p.m. for our post-show. We'll recap everything that went down, including the outcome of tonight's main event. It'll be a very important post-show, so you definitely do not want to miss it.
The second undisputed ever champion.
Right.
How do you say it, AA?
The second ever undisputed champion.
Guess what? Cena will be the first undisputed WWE and WWE world champion. See, Jericho was WCW and WWE.
Why the hell they can't just call it the WWE world heavyweight champion?
I don't know.
Is that so taboo?
No. I was going to ask real quick. Do you guys think after the night, tomorrow night, they're going to do one belt like they did with Triple H?
It could be, but it's they're going to give him the new title. It's not going to be a new belt. It'll just be they'll present him with one single belt.
They'll probably do
that's
that
what I mean.
Yeah, they'll probably present him with the current WWE championship.
They have now. They could alter it, right?
Yeah,
it looks like a combination of both belts.
Sure they can.
Like remove some of the side.
They probably already have it.
Probably. Well, anyways. Oh, and by the way, you know what's funny? Renee Young must have read the comments on Twitter. She has crossed her legs. Because there was some comments on Twitter. So
come on. She's got some pretty good legs. Why are people hating?
The size of her legs. She was sitting there with her knees squished together. That doesn't...
Right.
Women cross their legs because it looks better.
Anyways,
she got on a high dress. You know, maybe she need to put on something longer, and she don't have to worry about that.
But. Right.
She looks like she has a nice ass.
Anyways, stick around in the chat room. We'll be watching TLC with you, commenting in the chat room and things like that. 11 o'clock, we hit the air once again to recap everything that went down. So you definitely do not want to miss it. Enjoy the final pay per view of 2013 right now. We know that these December pay-per-views can be either hit or miss, and they can be very controversial. We know that.
Mick Foley's bed looked neat for a change.
Yeah, well, you know. I don't know. Anyways, stick around, enjoy the pay-per-view for Rage, Tony C, and Surfer. I am Double A. We'll see you in 3 hours' time right here on RantEMRadio.com. See ya.